In this part, we are going to talk about carcinogenesis, which is the process of the cancer from the beginning. And it's very general. It's different maybe in different cancers, but in general, it's the same up to the forming a tumor. Carcinogenesis generally have three major phases as initiation, promotion, and progression. And now here, if I want to talk about the initiation, the first thing happening is the exposure of some cells to some carcinogens, which make changes directly or indirectly on the DNA. And the changes in the DNA is caused to making the type of cells which is different with the other types. Most of the times these kind of cells are improper and they will die, but sometimes they start to grow, and usually they grow faster than the normal cells. In this case, you should know about the term we use generally in physiology called apoptosis. Apoptosis is the natural process of programmed cell death, which means that each cell in the body has a program inside that causes to death of the or self-termination of the cell in a period. But in cancerous cells, usually this apoptosis is not happening, or if the body, the immune system, get involved to apoptosis to destroy all those cells also, it will be in a different rate. So the initiation is the exposure and changing in the DNA. And after that, the cancer cells start to get more. It's called promotion. And then at that time, the rate of the cancer cell division is surpass or is more than the rate of the apoptosis. So the dying of the cancer cells is less than the generation. So the cancer cells is promoting and start to increasing. And then when the number of cells reach to a number that starting to increase and shaping the tumor, they start to produce some hormones, and it's called cell proliferation at that time, cancer cell proliferation, of course. And then by reducing some special type of hormones, by the cancer cells, they increase the vascularity around it, and they just start to feed those cells extra. And it's also not only to increasing the vascularity, but also neovascularity, which means also the new vessels will be made to feed those cancer cells. And then when it reached to a part that the cancer cells just start to increase as become symptomatic and visible or pressing other organs, and at that time the tumor will be expand and start to reach to a point that if it's a malignant tumor to invade the other organs in the neighborhood or start the metastasis through the lymphatic and blood vessels, as we explained before.